This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Whitney Johnson and Donnie Below, and the subject is Ubuntu Africa, an honorary beneficiary of the Telluride AIDS benefit and new to the 2012 lineup of beneficiaries. Ladies, thanks for joining me to describe Ubuntu Africa. Let's start with you, Whitney. You are a psych major at a Colorado college. Why in the world did you wind up studying in Cape Town?
That's a great question. I never really had thought of even going to Cape Town, and luckily our school has a really great study abroad program, and I was investigating different places to go, and suddenly Cape Town popped into my head, and I had a really strong intuitive feeling that I needed to go there, and I applied the day my application was due, and a few months later I found myself in Cape Town.
Wonderful, and I should caveat this for all our listeners. Whitney is talking to us from Africa, so if she breaks up occasionally, please understand that. So my next question, Whitney, is you wound up, while you were studying in Cape Town, becoming involved in an orphanage in Khayelitsha. How did that come about? Was that an extension of your psych study somehow?
I actually met a girl at the University of Cape Town who knew Khayelitsha very well, and she took me out to Khayelitsha, to this orphanage, one day, and there were about 75 kids and 4 care workers taking care of them. And the first day I was out there, I was shocked, and I began going out there every single day. I would sleep there some nights, and just it was such a different experience, really seeing the need that these kids were facing. And you know, it was shocking. Most of these kids were orphaned by AIDS and were living in really horrifying conditions. So I really felt the need to be out there. So.
Okay, thank you for that. Did you determine from that experience to make children affected with HIV/AIDS your professional focus?
It was definitely less of a professional focus and more of a life calling. While I was working at the orphanage, I saw so many beautiful children die. And they were dying of HIV. And I knew from my experience working with HIV-positive people in the U.S. that, you know, it didn't have to be a death sentence. But for these children, it really was. They weren't getting any of the support and the care they needed. And once I saw what was going on there, I really knew that the situation had to be changed, and it was really a calling.
Thank you. And I'm glad you actually gave me a lovely segue to my next question, which is, Donnie Below is a full-blown professional in the nonprofit world and beyond, you know, clearly a very substantial individual. How did you get lucky enough to hook up with Donnie?
Well, when I returned from South Africa during my senior year of college, I was actually back in Westchester, New York, and I was asked to speak at an AIDS conference, and the head of UNAIDS was speaking there, and it was actually a conference geared towards teenagers to teach them about AIDS in Africa. And I spoke about my experience at working at the orphanage. And after I was done, Donnie Below and her son, Max, who was a teenager at that point, came up to me and were really interested in the work that I had done in Khayelitsha. And Donnie took my number and said, you know, I'm going to give you a call next year and we'll work something out. And just as I was beginning, she did call me the next year, just as I was beginning to set up the organization, and literally the day she called me was kind of the day when I was sitting there wondering how I was actually going to make this happen. How was I going to get the funds to start this organization and make this dream a reality and get back to those kids who are so desperately in need. So Donnie was really a saint and amazing that, you know, that we connected that way.
Wonderful. And Donnie, your answer to my question might serve as something of a model for another young person with a dream. So what advice did you give Whitney about how to get started? where did you tell her to focus? How did you instruct her to fundraise?
Well, thank you so much for having us on your show, first of all, Susan. And it was just sort of one of those kismet kind of things, which I think is how some of the best things, ideas are born anyway. As Whitney said, my son and I were there at this conference. Listening to her speak was much more inspiring, actually, don't tell anyone, besides we had, in terms of, it was much more inspiring than listening to the guy who was at that point in charge of AIDS for Africa for the UN, as well as the deputy UN secretary, who are both interesting people, but certainly for my son, seeing someone closer to his own age who had gone over and volunteered was inspiring for him. And it was really inspiring for me, too, because I had been involved in all of these not-for-profits and had worked for them and worked on political campaigns and so forth. But I always thought AIDS was just too much of it was just too big of a problem. AIDS in Africa was something that I just could not even think about, even though I had been involved in you know, important things like the environment and so forth. So, you know, when I met her, I thought, you know, here's someone who just didn't take no for an answer, decided to do something, didn't feel she needed a PhD in everything under the sun in order to do something, just went ahead and actually just helped people. And that was the message I got from Whitney, and I think what she gives when she talks to students and to people, you know, my age around the country and in Europe as well, is that, you know, no matter what you do, if you can just do something, help someone. You don't have to solve the entire problem, but just help someone. And that's what got me excited about getting involved. And I just basically had said to her, I'd love to help you do a fundraiser. She said, well, no, actually, I want to start my whole, you know, organization of my own, and which kind of bowled me over. And I thought, wow, how amazing. This person is just graduating and wants to do something so big. So I had to say, hey, I'm going to help you. And from there, we you know, kind of went down the path together and tried to figure out what was needed and, you know, how to raise some money first and incorporate. And she's done all the really hard work, and it's really been her vision, but I've been there to help along the way, and it's been a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Whitney, what exactly does Ubuntu Africa do?
We currently have a center in Khayelitsha, which is a township outside of Cape Town, South Africa. This township has really high rates of poverty and HIV and crime. So the kids that we serve in the community are really dealing with a lot of issues, and they're also all HIV positive. So our program really works to provide these children with comprehensive support so that they're able to live long and healthy and happy lives. We provide health care, so we have an on-site health care provider who ensures that the children are accessing the medications that they need, and she's also treating opportunistic infections. We have a social worker on site to make sure that all the kids are protected from abuse and neglect. Additionally, because a lot of our children were infected at birth, it means that a lot of their parents also have HIV. And we have a lot of children that have been orphaned because of AIDS. So she also works to ensure that all of the children have safe homes to live in and that they're protected from a lot of different things. Additionally, we have an HIV education program and life skills education program. So we teach the children the skills and the knowledge that they need to take care of themselves. Most of the children that we work with, because there's such a stigma surrounding the disease in the community, really have never had the opportunity to get educated or talk about the disease. So this is really the first safe space they've had to be able to come together and learn how to take care of themselves and also feel empowered. So many kids come to us thinking that HIV is a death sentence, and we really change that for them. Additionally, we provide them with really healthy, nutritious meals every day when they come to our center, which is really important in supporting their immune systems. And we also provide them with fun, confidence-boosting activities so they can just be kids. you know, so many of the, we forget that it's the little joys and moments where they can just be kids again that really help give them the motivation to keep going when things get tough. So they do yoga, they play soccer, they sing and dance, and that's kind of the program in a nutshell. It's a really comprehensive program, but the main point is that, you know, they really have a home. Ubuntu Africa has, you know, everyone who's there, from the staff to the other kids, are really a family, and they get so much love there, and that's really the magic ingredient.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, your inspiration, I mean, you've already inspired me. I cannot believe what you've pulled off in such a short time. It's only 7 years, right?
Less than that. I mean, we started planning, didn't we, early on, but it's actually only been open about 5.5 years, Whitney?
Yep.
Okay.
We just celebrated our 5th anniversary. So.
5.5 years, amazing. So Donnie, talk a little bit. I mean, all of this sounds amazing and is amazing, but it costs something. So how in the world did a young person right out of college, aided and embedded by someone, yes, with deeper experience, go about raising funds? How have you raised funds and awareness since you began the business?
Well, probably like a lot of not-for-profits, as well as, you know, any entrepreneurial work, the first thing we did was go to friends and family, and we had a little fundraiser. We kind of promised ourselves we would raise, I don't remember if it was $25,000 or $50,000 before we let Whitney go over there and start setting up something, because I didn't want her to go on, you know, $5,000 and find herself stuck, you know, it's the second month. So we raised a little bit here first, and then each year we've raised more and more, kind of exponentially more and more. So now, you know, we're in the range where in the next couple of years we'll probably hit $1 million. And we luckily are able to operate on a decent amount less. So we put, you know, some money in the, you know, rainy day fund, which is really important, as you probably know, for not-for-profit, so that we're, if something happens and we want to expand, we want to do something special, there's money there. Operating, being on other boards and having that all sort of, if that doesn't exist, you know, you're really in trouble. So we've done a good job, but mainly from individuals. A lot of support has come from Westchester, but now we're really branching out. We've got a wonderful group in New York City, some people in Germany, in California, now in London, and we're just so grateful to be, you know, getting a group together now in Colorado. It's really huge for us.
Wonderful. In doing my homework and reading about Ubuntu Africa, I saw that it sounded like, from your languaging of the mission statement, that your goal now is to go reach beyond Africa. Is that so? Either one of you can take that.
Well, you know, we have talked about expanding, but we actually just did a review, and Whitney did a great job of finding someone to do a comprehensive strategic review, because we really want to get our recipe down right before we share it with others, so to speak. We really want to get it down right. And we've gotten better and better, and we've learned so much as we've done this and learned from other organizations too. We would like to expand it in the sense that we want to take the program and help other communities and maybe have other people set up similar type things. Exactly how we've expanded is really not in the development plan at this moment, but we would love to take what we've learned and share it so that that more kids can be helped. There's no question that all of us on the board, everybody who gets involved, we want to always help more and more kids. That is definitely our goal.
Wonderful. And Whitney, I think some of our listeners would love to know this. Describe, in brief, an average day at the office in Khayelitsha.
There really is no typical day for me in Khayelitsha. It's, you know, when you work with so many children, new things come up absolutely every single day. But I guess a typical day is when I get there, I'm working with the staff and our team on getting updates about kind of the pressing matters and the issues the kids are facing. You know, it's pretty incredible when you are on the ground there, because literally the kids are facing so many challenges that you just, it's kind of, it's unimaginable what they face. So different things come up every day. We've recently, you know, we'll have a kid who's in the hospital because they're sick, or something will come up, like recently there's been a lot of gang violence and school children in Khayelitsha have been getting beaten up on their way to school by gangs. So we'll be dealing with, you know, totally different, completely different issues every day, just kind of what's affecting the kids. And then in the afternoon, all the kids arrive at the center. So I always have lots of children popping by my office, and a lot of times I'm on conference calls back to the U.S., connecting with U.S.-based board members and staff about that. It's always really wonderful to be there and see how much, you know, these kids have transformed our program.
Okay. Wonderful.
Susan, I know Whitney is cutting up, but I also wanted to just add that when she goes into Khayelitsha, and I've been there a number of times with her, I call her Mother Teresa in a cuter outfit, because she goes in, you know, it's a very dangerous place. A lot of white South Africans never and will never go there. It's like if you ever saw Slumdog Millionaire, it's that kind of poverty. And it's much more dangerous than India is. But she goes in there. We have this great after-school, you know, center, and the kids throw their arms around her. She is like a rock star to them, and she's a rock star to a lot of us, too. So it's a really beautiful thing to see.
Wonderful. And Whitney, because you are cutting out a little bit, I was going to ask you to preview what you were going to say to students on Friday at the Telluride High School. Give it a whirl, but make it really brief, and if you cut out, we totally understand the constraints.
Okay. Well, my goal is definitely in the spirit of Ubuntu, which is kind of the connection that all human beings have, is really to help them understand what kids that are just their age are experiencing kind of around the world. So really connecting them with our kids at Ubuntu Africa, but also really sending the message home that every single person in the world can make a difference and make the world a better place. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are, where you come from, or what your background is. I had so many people when I was starting out saying, oh, are you sure you can do this? You're so young, you don't have the skills. And really, it's kind of driving home that message that young people are really powerful, and that all of the kids and all of the students in Telluride really really can make a difference and make the world a better place.
Wonderful. And finally, and either one of you are welcome to grab this, what do you hope will come out of your evolving relationship with the Telluride AIDS Benefit?
Well, first of all, we're just incredibly grateful that they chose us, and I know they've been doing this for about 20 years or so, and I just feel very blessed that I met Catherine Brown, who's now I consider a friend in Paris and who led me to this organization, and they were so excited to hop on board with us. It's been exciting. So obviously we would like to be involved, you know, more and more with Telluride AIDS Benefit in the future. The event looks so cool, and I'm hoping that a lot of people who listen to this come and support it, because it just it looks absolutely so much fun. I'm really excited to go, and I know Whitney is too. And also, if anybody listening wants to hear to learn more about, and I'm sure you're going to say this anyway, but our website is ubafrica.org, and I mention that mainly because the word Ubuntu, it's a wonderful word that Whitney mentioned, which is part of our name, but there's a number of other organizations with that same first name, so it can be a little confusing, but our website is ubafrica.org, and really, really, really excited to partner with Telluride AIDS Benefit and to attend.
Yes, we actually will hot link to your website, so there's no possibility. We hot link to your website in our post, so there's no possibility people will go other than to you.
Great.
I thank you both. I don't know how we did this, being all over the world in all different places, but we managed. This has been Susan Dubrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Whitney Johnson from Africa, from Khayelitsha, and with Donnie Below in New York City. They are both coming to town for the first time to attend the Telluride AIDS Benefit, where their nonprofit, Ubuntu Africa, is a new honorary beneficiary. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.